Hi, it's Dr. Angelica Wagner, and this is another episode of Angelica Wagner's Secrets. And so, because we were talking about drug interactions and the effects of drug on the body and on the mind, but particularly on the spirit, because drugs are deliberately meant to depress the spirit as much as they psychologically depress the mind and depress the person's belief in their abilities. So sometimes people reach for drugs because of relationships, because of a lust for power. Sometimes these relationships cause disease on a cellular level. And the lust for power in relationship also imprints in the very fiber of our cells and stays there until we discharge it. You hear me frequently talking about access consciousness. This is the one modality that even in an hour or an hour and a half can delete an entire lifetime of trauma for that person and just delete it, control, alt, delete. How this happens, how this goes into transformation, I can't explain to you. All I can explain to you is that I have had people's sincerest, deepest, darkest truths and traumas just disappear. So what happens in the body when we choose to defy nature in seeking a means of restoration to our earthly form that is antagonistic to the body on a cellular level? So by this one very long comment, I was in a very roundabout way suggesting that you are not using plants and the wisdom of Mother Earth in healing yourself. And those of you who know my work also know that I use light therapy at 40 hertz, sound therapy at 20 to 30 hertz, and essential oils therapy, which could be in some plants, range from 500 with rose oil to 680 with Northern Lights Black Spruce oil. So as we use hertz frequencies to change our vibrational level, and as we use hertz frequencies to elevate our earthly form, so that we are not working in antagonistic actions to our body on a cellular level, so that we're working in harmony with our body on a cellular level. And those of you who have serious diseases in your life or in your body, if you created it, you can destroy and uncreate it. It's just as simple as that. So why do we continue to choose the internal warfare of drugs or chemicals to establish order into our body form? We only have one spacesuit. So, you know, like you wouldn't be puncturing holes in your spacesuit if you were out in the moon. You had to figure out a way to get home. You'd be honoring that spacesuit. And so that's just why I'm asking you to take a look at what's going into your body, into your mind, into your spirit, into your environment that is a thief of your energy. And I don't have the recording in front of me right now, but I will be posting it soon on the five thieves of energy in our life, and social media being one of them. I'm first to admit to that. So how do we choose to change the internal warfare that is caused by chemicals or drugs to establish order into our body? So as you know, the power that created the body is the power that heals the body. And I am of the point of view that if you created some mutations in your cells, you can destroy and uncreate that when you also collapse the emotional trauma that has led up to that. So your body is not in the state of chaos that it's in now by one thing, unless you had a car accident or something like that came suddenly. Most cancers take 7 years to create. Most cancers form a lesion in the brain prior to forming a mutation in the body. So why are we still choosing drugs to numb the symptoms rather than dealing with the root cause of the problem? It's primarily because we think that choosing to deal with our emotional traumas is going to cause us more trauma. And that's true to a certain extent, but using these powerful, powerful pressure points on the scalp, as well as Hertz frequencies with light and sound, literally wipes those that slate clean, wipes the chalkboard clean, and allows you to write with new script. And this is very amazing in the transformational power in people's lives. So why do you believe that drugs only are meant to heal you rather than to harm you? I agree, in some cases, yes, they're absolutely needed. And if you had the lifetime that I've devoted to learning non-drug solutions, I guess you would feel the same way that I would. So do drugs know the difference between healthy cells and diseased cells? Well, we get this conversation all the time with people who are going into chemotherapy, because chemotherapy has no filter. Radiation has no filter. Yes, these treatments have their place in healing, but integrative therapy also has a place in healing. So do we consciously or subconsciously seek relationships that are destructive rather than constructive? And will you notice someone continuously pulling you down, trying to make you less than, trying to destroy your spiritual output? That's a relationship where you need to really look at, is this feeding me or is this harming me? Is this moving my purpose forward or is this taking away from my purpose? How many hours are you spending on social media? How many hours are you spending with negative people? How many hours are you grateful for the ones who love you unconditionally? So do we consciously or subconsciously seek relationships that are destructive or constructive? And now I'm going to ask a few more questions. So why do we seek relationships that are destructive when we could seek relationships that naturally rebuild us, are nurturing to us, rather than a struggle for power and control? And when you have that kind of antagonistic back and forth, rather than a real understanding of your genuineness and your beingness to the planet, then sometimes you got to look at that and say, can I get back to you at a later date? Because don't tell them this, that they need to grow up. You need to get in alignment with others who have a more harmonizing point of view. And so why do we reinforce human ego and the will of hostile forces rather than influencing and choosing the golden threads, the threads of joy, the threads of excitement and ease in the planet that are beckoning you, that are saying, come on, over here, I'm over here, I'm over here. Do this. Don't do it your way. Do it this way. It's easy, it's fast, it's fun. So you realize that you can always choose again in harmony with who you really are. And when I wrote my book on Are You Ready for a Miracle with Angels in 1995, I really had never studied consciousness or studied with some of the top physicists in the world. And it surprises me going back into this book and reading from this book to you how much wisdom and truth there was even in that day where, you know, I didn't know what access consciousness that teaches. You can choose again every 10 seconds. So if you by accident went the wrong way again on a one-way street, would you choose to go that route? No, you wouldn't pick it. If you knew that there was a pothole on the street where you walked, would you deliberately, you know, allow yourself to fall into it? Well, maybe the first time or maybe the second time. But after two or three times, would you deliberately go down that street? No, you choose a different route. Well, it's the same thing with our beliefs. So what beliefs are you currently holding that are actually false? And what are you doing to reinforce those beliefs? Do you keep repeating that comment or that negative story or that negative situation or that trauma to all of your friends and ingrain that negative stuff? Or are you switching the lights on to talk about your positivity, your exciting newness, your exciting transition, your exciting transformation? So what is the Lucifer that is holding you back in your life? And what is the baggage of the past that you're still carrying on shoulders that is way too heavy for you? And what situation is holding you back from your greater good? So, and what has this really resident evil taken up in your mind, in your body, and in your spirit? Have you ever felt a tingling in your hands, in your feet, or in your body? Have you ever sneezed or coughed or experienced cramps or diarrhea or headaches? This is your body giving you clear signals. Unless you have a concussion, unless you have a TBI or something that's really serious with your brain, you should not be having headaches. Headaches come as a source of tension in your life. So do you cover up these symptoms? Do you just take drugs or aspirin or pain relievers or cold medicine or other pharmacological interventions rather than plant therapy? I always talk about plant therapy. Do you repeatedly get sick because you're trying to avoid a situation, a relationship, a career, or a place of environment or residence that you've chosen for yourself? And yet your body is telling you clearly you're not congruent with either your health or your spirit. So I wrote in my book many years ago, pain and suffering are normal in our world today, but a life of misery is purely optional. Let me say that again. Pain and suffering are normal in our world today. A life of misery is an optional choice. What choices are you making, and how can you choose again in the next 10 seconds? This is Dr. Angelica. This is my podcast for today, Angelica's Secrets. Choose another path. You can do that every 10 seconds until the golden threads of your transformation start to show up.